This show covers various real-life topics that some listeners may find disturbing and/or triggering. Please note that these topics are spoken on in order to drive public discourse and are not meant for malicious intent. All opinions are mine and mine only. Viewer discretion is advised. What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, Roy, and you are now tuned into Back to Center Podcast, the only podcast dedicated to life, love, and the millennial struggle. Happy Self-Care Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, and congratulations, you made it to yet another week. Unfortunately, Tyree Nichols did not, and that is one of the things we will be talking about today. But, of course, we have other things to speak on. We will be talking about Florida nursing schools selling fake nursing degrees, over 7,000 forged diplomas. And, of course, we're going to be speaking on the most recent episode of Police Brutality, which now features five black officers. We got a lot of other things to talk about as well in regards to creating and competing. So guys, you already know what to do. Go ahead and roll one up, pour up a libation, kick back, sit back with your boy Roy, because the show starts now. Wait a minute, you still haven't gone onto the YouTube channel yet? What are you waiting for? Listen, you're gonna go onto YouTube right now. You're gonna type in M-A-I-S-O-N-D-E-R-O-Y, three different words, Maison de Wa. Come join the gang. We got all types of videos out here. Come have some fun. Good morning, Vietnam. That was the worst take on that line. I totally did that line. No justice whatsoever. Good morning, motherfuckers. Welcome to Back to Center. This is your host, Serge Roy. Listen, do me a favor. I'm just going to shamelessly plug myself in right now. I know you have a YouTube account. I know you're on that bitch every day. Do me a favor. If you're listening to this podcast, just type in on YouTube, Maison de Wa. It's three different words. M-A-I-S-O-N-D-E-R-O-Y. Click search. Once the channel comes up, hit that motherfucking subscribe button. And I'm saying this because, honestly, it's for your benefit. Listen, I'm not trying to sound super cocky, but part of me has this feeling that, you know, your boy kind of got the juice. So I want to share that with you guys, you know, and in my most humble way possible. No, seriously, on a more serious note, I think I have some life stories that I think a lot of people could benefit from, as well as the simple fact that I'm also, you know, a personal trainer, I'm a health coach, and I have a personal training company. So it would probably fare well if you subscribe to the channel, because, you know, I'd give you actual information that you could use. You know, we live in a day and age where a lot of people think, you know, because they know surface level things, they can create a course from it. And it's a shame, really, because it really dilutes the market, the knowledge market, you know, the market, which in this case, there are some cases where you do find real gems in the knowledge marketplace, but it is being diluted by a bunch of surface-dwelling knowledge inhabitants, lack of a better way to say it, and essentially they're just trying to capitalize off of people that are seeking knowledge, right? But unfortunately, the people that are seeking said information often run into those that are very surface level with their knowledge, mainly because, you know, it's a much cheaper price. So I'm just going to break the news now. I'm gonna let you guys know. Scintilla PT has been rebranded. The name you guys will find out next week or early February. However, with that being said, my prices did go up. So if you do want to continue personal training a lot now, if you're a client and you're listening to this, you already got my email, so you straight, we good. But for anyone who is starting or would like to start, prices have gone up. Yesterday's price is not today's price. And I say this because not only do I have 10 plus years in the game, I've also changed my life and I've changed the lives of hundreds of other people. So I could confidently say I know what I'm doing. So yeah, do me that favor. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you want to be a client, feel free to send me an email. You could still reach me at the old email. That's richardroy@scintillapt.com. But beyond that, moving on, got a couple stories I want to talk about. Now, these stories in particular obviously have nothing to do with one another, but the second one in particular, I'm going to have to gripe about. You know, I'm really going to have to gripe about, and it would be the perfect segue to go into the main topic of conversation today, which is why men should create and compete in today's society. Listen, I know a lot of guys are saying, oh, women want six-figure men, it's outrageous, You know, they don't know how money works. And trust me, I understand to a degree. I get it. But here's something I'll tell you. As a guy who hit that six-figure mark last year, A, it's not that hard to not hit. I know that made like no sense, but it's relatively easy to achieve. And I sound like a fucking dickhead right now. So perhaps I should either redact what I just said or make it make more sense. And I will. But what I'm saying here is if you actually were to apply yourself, you can actually hit that six-figure mark. Now, is it going to take a lot of work? Yeah, of course. And do you have to kind of be like smart to kind of get there? Also, yes. But there are ways around this. Like I said, there are people selling bullshit-ass courses. So you can make the money. But all in all, what I'm trying to say here is without getting into the main topic of conversation right now, men, you must create and compete. And we'll talk about what that means in the second half of the podcast. But for right now, I want to talk about this random-ass story that I came across. And it's not really random. It's been blowing up, you know, across, you know, national headlines and shit. Two stories, but this one in particular is rather lighthearted. I'm going to speak on this very brief because I really, really, really want to get into Tyree Nichols. So, Florida. There is a Haitian entrepreneur who has opened several nursing schools in Florida. However, it is alleged that over 7,000 of their diplomas have been forged. So Florida literally has like a massive fleet of fake nurses working in their hospital. I'm surprised Florida still has people living. Now, what kills me is that not only is this a bad look for Haitians because, you know, the guy who owns the nursing schools is a Haitian entrepreneur. And, you know, Haitians aren't known for cutting corners. But when you compile political instability within the country and, you know, underling bullshit like this, corner-cutting bullshit like this, in fact, it makes us look terrible. This is a terrible, terrible fucking look on us. Because, you know, at least when I was growing up, there's been, especially around, like, Haitian communities and shit, it was either the women become nurses or the guys become doctors. There was, like, no way around it, right? So, like, parents were always pushing for that. Even for myself, my mom wanted me to become a fucking brain surgeon just because I said it once, like at the doctor's, you know, she was like, oh my God, yes, he's going to be a doctor. He's going to save us. Psych. Now I'm a podcaster. Anyway. It's pretty interesting. It's rather fucked because first of all, you lose all credibility, right? All sorts of credibility. Second of all, there's going to be a lot of motherfuckers who will be getting both arrested and or fired from their jobs, unfortunately. And third of all, there's going to be like a nursing shortage in Florida. Well, unless I'm thinking that they would just, you know, go into the hiring pool and just pull some recruits out of their ass and, you know, surprise, surprise, here you go. You know, so I mean, there is some workarounds, but overall, it's just a terrible look. The CEO, I forgot his name. I think it's Johnson Napoleon. I could be wrong on his name, but it could be either Joseph or Johnson, whatever the fuck. But in this case, man, that karma hit, gonna hit him like a sack of potatoes. But anyway, moving on. Let's talk about this police brutality, man. I'm taking this very casual. Why? I just find this so ironic, you know? So here comes this headline from CNN, and I'm a little late on this story, but I have the most updated article here from CNN by Christina, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but I'm not even going to try. Anyway, title reads, "A Brutal Beating, Cries for His Mom, 23-Minute Delay in Aid." Here are the key takeaways from the Tyree Nichols police videos. So I don't know if anyone's seen these videos, but they are fucking brutal. Absolutely brutal. I'm speechless because it looks like something out of a movie. Like the police, you thought Eric Garner was bad, where that dude had his knee on his neck? You thought that was bad? Fam, this is something straight out of like New Jack City. Like the officers are holding this man up by his arms while he's on his knees bleeding out of his mouth, and they're repeatedly beating him over and over again. And now, I'm going to go ahead and read this article, I would post the link of the article within the description of this podcast episode, but I'm not going to do that. Feel free to go ahead and do your own research on it. But here we go. The newly released videos of Tyre Nichols' police beating captured the brutality that his family and authorities had already foreshadowed. He was punched and kicked while being restrained. He pleaded to go home and repeatedly yelled for his mom. And after that beating, while Nichols laid slumped and motionless against his cars, officers walking around on scene ignored the 29-year-old. They beat a 29-year-old. Do you know what it's like to be 29? I'm pretty sure people know what it's like to be 29, but for those that don't, like if you're younger, 29 is that age where it's like, okay, I need to get my shit together because if I don't do it now, I'm fucked. So I could only imagine this kid was either working his ass off or, you know, just trying his best to become something. And as I read more into the article, because I've already read this, you'll see just how unnecessary this was and the extreme irony, so much irony, in fact, that what I will say within my rant might even come across borderline racist. So I will just prep you now. Will it be absolute hate speech? Obviously not. But I'm going to be on my Uncle Ruckus for about 10 seconds. So just be warned. Now, the video consists of three shorter body camera clips and one roughly 31-minute video taken from a utility pole. They beat this man for 31 minutes. For 31 minutes, just steps outside from his home. So initially, there was supposedly a traffic stop. However, even within the camera, or just in the whole entire story, they can't substantiate that claim. In fact, I'll go ahead and read this quip. The videos leave many questions unanswered, including the reason for the stop, which the officers do not explain in the clips. Memphis police initially said that Nichols was pulled over for suspected reckless driving, but Police Chief Sarilyn C.J. Davis told CNN on Friday authorities have not been able to substantiate that claim. The clips also do not answer why authorities used such force on Nichols, who did not appear to fight back. This man did not fight back at all. At all. They literally just beat a man. Like, literally just beat him. He did not fight back. Literally. He listened to every word, and they beat him to death. But the videos do shed light on just how violent the fatal confrontation was. Now I'll go ahead and read some of the quotes, but I'll go ahead and read this first one. A body camera video that captures the initial encounter between Nichols and police shows the police officer getting out of his car with a gun drawn and captures an officer yelling for Nichols to get the fuck out of the car. Nichols is heard saying, "I didn't do anything." And later, as he gets on the ground, "All right, I'm on the ground." An officer yells at him, "Bitch, put your hands behind your back before I'm going to knock your ass the fuck out." Nichols says, "I'm just trying to go home." While officers yell commands, Nichols responds that he is on the ground and is heard saying he didn't do anything before running away as cops deploy his taser. The second encounter, where the beating occurs, a body camera captures an officer yelling at Nichols, "I'm going to baton the fuck out of you," while Nichols is on the ground and not fighting back. An officer is also heard asking, "Do you want to be sprayed again?" while Nichols is on the ground yelling for his mom. I can't continue to read this shit, man. I'm fucking disgusted. And why am I fucking disgusted? Here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The complete irony for five black officers to beat a black man to death is, first of all, how the fuck, actually, I'm not even surprised. Niggas do shit like this all the fucking time. Niggas stay killing niggas. Niggas killed my brother. Niggas be doing this shit all the time. Ain't nothing new between a nigga with a shield and another nigga in the hood with a gun. It's all nigga shit. It's all relative. All relative. Define self-hatred. This is the personification of it. Five black officers beat another black man to death for no reason, literally no reason. Can you imagine hating yourself that much? This is why, honestly, sometimes I'd be hella thankful that I'm Caribbean and not African American, because it seems like you guys fucking hate yourselves so much. And yes, I am separating myself in this particular case. Yeah, we're all brown, but we don't all come from the same place. So let's get that straight. Same goes for white people. Same goes for literally fucking anyone. So therefore, we could all hold our own views. And mine is, there is something very pervasive in the African American community that is literally killing people every day. You want to talk about police brutality? You can throw this into the conversation, sure. But one thing you can't ignore is black-on-black crime, regardless of who's on the side of that shield, is real. It's very real. And this right here personifies exactly that. The argument that black people don't kill black people as much as white people kill black people is fucking dead. It's absolutely dead. Five of you took turns beating an innocent man to death. It's no wonder why sometimes stereotypes get passed around so easily. I get it. I totally get it. Do you know what most Caribbeans and brown outsiders of America are told as they're growing up? They tell us to avoid you. To avoid you at all costs. Bruh, I was wearing fucking church clothes just so I wasn't compared to y'all. Think about that. Think about that. I got jumped every other day in junior high school by an enclave of African Americans who made fun of me for being Caribbean. But realistically, if you look at it from the grand scheme of things, the laughingstock appears to be you guys. This shit does not make sense to me. This crabs in a barrel mentality is wicked. It's wicked. And the power trip that you get, like, it's pathetic. On one side, if you're a cop, you abuse your power. On the other side, if you live in the hood, people got to check in. Like, God, they didn't. All right, I'm going to just warn you right now. Uncle Ruckus mode in 3 seconds. They did a number on some of y'all in regards to slavery because they instilled this level of self-hatred that runs so deep. It runs so fucking deep. It's not even funny. Like, okay, granted, Haiti could have its problems. Political instability, gang violence, sure. We could argue that. Here's what I'll tell you, though. The cops don't abuse their power, per se. Maybe there are some instances. But what I could definitely tell you is that there's never been a story like this before in Haiti. I wouldn't even think there's been a story like this before in, like, Jamaica. Mate, hey, if I'm wrong, send me a fucking email. I want you to send me all the fucking articles. But this, I know these cops were around during the other stories of police brutality. I guess they didn't care, you know, and we could argue the validity of said police brutality incidents. I'm all for it. Sure, we could argue them. But again, if you ask me, this is the most violent police brutality story I've ever seen. I've ever read. The video is absolutely disgusting. They beat him as though he were a slave, and they left him for dead. Literally left him like a carcass to rot from the hands of people that look exactly like you. Man, that's sick. That's sick. That is some sick ass shit. Anyway, sorry for the squeak. I was just adjusting my mic. When we come back from the break, I need to take a break. Fucking story is sickening to me. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about why men must both create and compete. And listen, I'm tired of you jelly back motherfuckers complaining that life is fucking hard. You've got two choices in this life. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Either fight for it or pack it the fuck up. No one cares about your problems, man. No one fucking cares. So we come back from the break. We're going to talk about that and more. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. And like I said, we'll be back. This is your boy, Roy. And you've been tuned into Back to Center Podcast. No Tears to Cry by Ariana Grande. Listen, if you are the type of person who isn't open-minded enough to give good music a chance, no matter who's singing, the problem is you, my friend. That song is fucking popping. Of course, it's No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. And I needed to bring in something a little bit lighter because that last conversation was heavy as shit. And we're going to get into another heavy conversation as well. This one's not going to be very uppity. It's not a very happy episode per se. But what I can tell you is at the end of the day, we will have some sort of direction to move towards. And, you know, you might find yourself as a gentleman, you may not have any direction, right? Like no direction whatsoever. You need to begin to formulate some values and principles that you yourself will stand on. So let's start this from the very top. The topic of conversation is, and you're going to be mad at me, and to be honest, I don't give a fuck, but men, you must create and compete. You know, I have a friend, I won't disclose his name, obviously, but I have a friend who, we had this conversation one time and he brought up money. He was like, I don't know why so many people are chasing money. And I looked at him and I was like, you don't know why people are chasing money? Listen, I'm not saying you need to chase money, but if you're lacking the understanding as to why people want more money to use it as a tool, you're already losing. Like, you're already losing the game. And, you know, we went into his finances, we talked about it, and he went on to tell me how he earns $3,000 a month passively doing, you know, something he did formerly, but he blows that $3,000. Now, listen. It is not my position to judge anyone's finances because, frankly, I don't give a shit. Obviously, I could only care about my dollars because those are the only dollars that matter to me, right? However, in this case, I gotta say, you know, if you're in a position where you can use cash and leverage it to, you know, build yourself up, I think it's only in your best interest that you do that. But that comes from the understanding that you must compete. And guys these days, some of y'all don't want to compete, man. I'm just going to be completely honest. Like, it is so much easier to succeed in today's landscape, in today's time, because so many men are so fragile. Like, you guys are afraid of rejection. You're afraid of failure. Like, what do you expect life to be? Do you expect life to be this fucking cupcake just handed to you? That's not how life works. And I don't care how much Instagram, Facebook, or whatever the fuck has told you otherwise. Dog, that's not how life works. You have to create and you have to compete. So this is what I wrote. A majority of men do not want to elevate. They want women to love them for being NPCs or for just being the bare minimum. My question is, as other men such as myself are willing to compete for a piece of society, what do the men with no ambition do? I'm down to compete. I'm with it. I will fight for everything that I want in this life. And if you don't, I'm taking your shit. That's just the reality of it. I'm not one of these cupcake gentlemen that sit here waiting for life to be handed to me. I've lost a lot in my life. I've seen things go south. And I've learned that if I want anything, I have to work for it, but I also have to trust my creator. Now, you can name whoever the fuck you want to name as your creator. Whatever, that's on you, but as a man, you must lean on spirit. Think about it. Well, again, this is only if you see yourself as what a man truly is, a leader, a pioneer, a forward-thinking, future-focused gentleman who curates his future by living in the present, ensuring that everything he does today will give him definition tomorrow. A man that is willing to chisel his character day in, day out. He's not perfect, but he knows he's got to work at it. Self-discipline is an everyday thing. And a lot of you motherfuckers out there don't want to do the work, but you still want it all. Tell me how that works. It don't work that way. You can't get what you want because you don't want to work for it. And until you decide to work for it, you ain't getting shit, dog. You're not getting a goddamn thing. So what are you creating? You need to create something for this world, for this society. And before anyone comes at me in whatever comment section this is going to be posted under, I'm also talking to myself in this regard because it's a good reminder. Like I said before, self-discipline is an everyday thing. The chiseling of your character is an everyday thing. And I'm not talking about doing that to live up to someone else's standards. No. I'm saying that in regards to, this is what I want to be. 5 years, 10 years down the line, this is who I want to be. Therefore, I need to live by these standards. These are my boundaries. I cannot let anyone who is willing to disrupt that in, nor can I allow any distractions to take me out. So you are creating things for this world. And I've spoken on this before in like another podcast episode. Feel free to go back into the archives and listen, but creating a valuable contribution that could benefit society and not just lining your wallet. Children cannot be a part of this category because of the simple fact that children are a responsibility. And to be honest, it is way too easy to have babies. We all know this. Making kids or raising them doesn't make you a man. You must create something that can stand the test of time. And of course, legacy and lineage is a part of that. But let me tell you something. If you are a 9-to-5er, you don't have a savings, you don't have like anything you're working on, you're not leaving anyone any contributions, you're not doing anything but just reproducing other fucking humans that are going to do the same thing that you're doing now. Essentially, you're making more slaves. That is not helping anyone. Well, it'll help the people that run companies because human capital will always be needed. But in this case, you must create something that has your name on it. And not just that shit you call a life, because most of you aren't living the life that you want to live either. You're lying to yourselves. A majority of you are lying to yourself. And it's time that you come to that conclusion and change. Now let's talk about who you're competing against. Yourself, first and foremost. But let's not act dumb and say that you shouldn't try to compete or collaborate with others in your space. Now, as a small amateur YouTuber, quote unquote, that's how I like to categorize myself so I don't get big-headed, but I've had some semi-viral videos so far. I like to compete with other people that are within my subscription, like subscriber count range. I compete with these motherfuckers. Obviously, I'm not, you know, commenting on their stuff like, oh, your video is trash. But no, I'm adding them to my dashboard. I'm viewing their metrics. And I'm using them as a sounding board to continue to push forward. I know people that have been on YouTube for fucking years and are stuck at under 200. I've been on this bitch for like 5 months and I'm about to hit 1,000. But I need you to fucking subscribe, so do me that favor. Anyway, what I'm trying to say here is, in life, you cannot get something for nothing. You cannot live a life of no contributions, no benefits to society, and expect the world to be given to you. A lot of you men can't even see beyond where you are right now. Sometimes I ask people in the gym what their 5-year plan is. They can't give me an answer. I'm not, do you need one per se? Maybe, I don't know, but I have one. I sleep better at night, knowing that I'm working towards it. But if you're out here just drifting, then like, obviously you're gonna think life fucking sucks. And this is kind of like a follow-up to the episode that I made last week in regards to incels transmaxing, because yeah, it is hard being a guy. So everyone would rather take the exit, which is, I don't know, try faring being a woman, I assume. One of the comments that someone left on my video, they had mentioned something in regards to the reason or like the benefits of transitioning, and one of them was becoming a passable woman and having it like a decent life, you know, like a social life and shit, without having to deal with the female issues that come with obviously being a female. What a slap in the face that is. What a slap in the face to anyone who is an authentic male or an authentic female. The nerve of someone to think that they could simply leap into another sex simply because they'll avoid all the medical issues. Man, I'm telling you, if the Lord don't send a meteorite soon, we'll end up destroying each other. Or actually, no, let me redact that. Y'all gonna destroy yourselves because I'm not on that wave. And that's something that I find bewildering, to be honest, because it's almost as if people are okay with living a life of them just waiting to die. Bro, I'm about to say some really cold shit. I'm on that really cold wave today. so forgive me. But I was on Facebook, and I seen a post about a football player that recently passed away. And, you know, he was young. He had a lot of life left. And I read the story, and it hurt. I was like, damn, this dude is just around my age. You know, made it to the NFL, did everything he wanted. And he just died so sudden. That's heartbreaking. So I'm scrolling through the comments. You know, I'm just reading. You know how, like, sometimes you just click the comments, see if there's any, like, dickheads in there? I'm reading, and I come across this one comment where this gentleman goes, I wake up every day wishing I was dead, and I see other people get my wish. Why couldn't God trade my life for his? It doesn't make sense. Yo, I never felt less empathy for a comment than that one. Because when I read that shit, I'm like, you are a pathetic, weak embodiment of a human being. Because, first of all, this story isn't about you, you self-centered motherfucker. Story has nothing to do with you. But yet, because you've seen people pouring out their hearts for him, you wanted to reach out for some fucking pinch of attention, a pinch of empathy, because your life lacks so much. It's fucking sad. People aren't even actually depressed anymore. They just say that shit for attention. So here's what I gotta say. And I'm gonna say it again. I mean, I said it before, but you've got two options in this life, guys. Either fight for the life you want or pack it the fuck up. Like, bro, if you wanna die that bad, you already know what to do. You already know what to do. If you really wanna, and I'm not encouraging anyone to do that, but I'm just saying, like, yo, if you really hate life that bad, then just fucking, I'm not going to finish that sentence. Forgive me. But what I'm saying is, there are a lot of people that just die. And they had hopes and dreams, man. They wanted to be something. And their life was cut short. Like my brother. And my other brother. Their lives were cut short. And they wanted it. Isn't that crazy? That shit don't make no sense to me, man. Ever since I almost killed myself, and I didn't, it totally changed my perspective. Man, you get to wake up, you open your eyes, and you get to see the sun. You get to hear birds. You get to breathe air, taste food. And if you're lucky, you get to have sex. Man, and you guys just take it all for fucking granted. Simply because when you look on social media, you don't have the Bugatti. You're not a top G. Because you need validation. Most of these guys turn into women, not even because they want dates. They just want to be desired. Pathetic. Pathetic human being. Are you even worth saving? And that's the problem right there. You don't think you're worth saving. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't know. Only you could answer that question. I know I was worth saving, so I saved myself. Me in spirit. Shout out the universe. Stop taking life for granted, man. I don't have no words no more, man. You see it. People get beat to death by cops. Hit by trains, assaulted by crazy people, lived through the hellish of conditions. And here you are in America. You may not have the lavish life, but you are richer than like 98% of the fucking globe. And here you are wishing that God would take your life. You have the nerve to get on your fucking iPhone and type some shit like that, knowing you live in America? Man, fuck y'all. Deadass, fuck y'all. Listen, if you don't want to change your life, don't. But do not get on the internet and complain about women and complain about corporations and complain about all these other people that aren't giving you what you want on a silver fucking platter because you think you deserve it. You don't! You don't! Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to talk about what it means to master creating and competing and being the best version of yourself. I'm sorry if this podcast offended you, but I actually don't. Fuck you. Anyway, I'll see y'all next week. Peace.